The DNR tried a couple years ago to write the first major update of shoreland development rules in 4 decades, but the plan got mired in controversy. DNR policy coordinator Tony Herkert says the new plan tries to crack down less on non-conforming structures and more on impervious surfaces.
And how those hard surfaces and the runoff will impair the waterways.
Herkert concedes the new plan has also triggered concerns. For example, she says conservation groups want wider, no-development buffer areas along shorelines.
If we clarify the language and basically require property owners eventually to restore that 35 feet, I think that's a huge step in the right direction. I'm not necessarily certain that right now would be the best time to move forward with the 50 feet.
Herkert also acknowledges disputes with environmentalists over minimum lot sizes and whether there should be vegetation buffers along wetlands. But Republican State Senator Carol Ressler of Oshkosh says the rule package also confuses some property owners.
There's some concern that the requirements may be overly restrictive and that the benefit gained from the requirements may not be as impactful as they are reported to be.
The DNR acknowledges some property owners are concerned that if they take advantage of flexibility in the development code, they may have to do things like create rain gardens or restore shoreland buffer strips. The DNR will hold 8 public hearings over the next 2 weeks. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.